As we mentioned, last night John McCain started to outline something he's calling the McCain Resurgence Plan. His campaign says it could help millions of people around the country who are facing foreclosure. The plan would have the government spend $300 billion, and some of that money might come out of the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on the origins of this idea.
There's a growing recognition that the $700 billion bailout plan may not do anything to address the root of the current financial crisis. That is, all those people who can't pay their loans and are losing their houses. Politicians on both sides of the aisle have been talking about this. He broached the idea last night.
As President of the United States, Alan, I would order the Secretary of the Treasury to immediately buy up the bad home loan mortgages in America and renegotiate at the new value of those homes, at the diminished value of those homes, and let people be able to make those payments and stay in their homes.
During the debate, McCain staffers released some more details. The plan is aimed at homeowners who owe more than their house is worth or who are otherwise in danger of foreclosure. Homeowners who qualify would get a government-backed loan with lower payments that they could afford. That would end up costing the government several hundred billion dollars, but the McCain campaign says it would help a lot of people and prop up the housing market.
Is it expensive? Yes. But we all know, my friends, until we stabilize home values in America, we're never going to start turning around and creating jobs and fixing our economy.
In general, it's not a new idea, but it's been gaining traction recently. Liberal and conservative economists alike have been calling for something like this. Last week, Democratic Congressman Rush Holt called for the government to consider similar action. He said during the Great Depression, the government set up a federal corporation to restructure loans for homeowners.
The Homeowners Loan Corporation is a model that could be used today. This was a large-scale program, and it rescued more than a million homeowners' mortgages at that time.
The fact that this kind of aggressive proposal is emerging in the presidential race is encouraging to some people who've been calling for stronger measures here.
There's been a lot of talk, but not enough action. We're still seeing 10,000 foreclosures a day.
Robert Schiller is a housing economist at Yale University. He's intrigued by McCain's plan, even if the details are still fuzzy.
It's unclear what the $300 billion means, but it sounds like it could help millions of people. And it sounds like it is going at the fundamental problem that Americans are suffering and are in trouble. And there's a panic in the housing market. It could alleviate and prevent an overshooting of the housing market on the downside.
And that could be crucial. McCain's plan actually looks similar to part of a proposal from Columbia University economist Chris Mayer.
We are facing a problem where if house prices keep falling, it really could have very devastating consequences. That really requires drastic action on the part of the government, which it's in a position to do, but which we haven't seen so far.
Mayer, though, thinks McCain's plan doesn't go far enough. He's been calling for the government to offer 5% interest rate 30-year fixed rate loans to all Americans. He says that would give the housing market the shot on the arm that it really needs. And there are other concerns and questions about the McCain plan. Who exactly would be eligible? How would he pay for it? And would the government be paying face value for these loans? Alan Blinder is a Princeton economist who doesn't want to see the government overpay if it buys up a lot of troubled loans.
They're not worth face value. And this would hand a huge bill to the taxpayer.
The Obama campaign has been raising this concern as well today. A spokesperson says Obama supports efforts to have the government restructure problem loans, but the Obama camp says the McCain proposal would be a costly giveaway to the industry. Chris Arnold, NPR News.